be or not to be? That is the question.
Well, for web cartoonist Ryan North, it shall be. This morning, a new record was broken on the online funding platform Kickstarter for the site's most successful publishing project ever. A quirky first-person choosable path choose-your-own-adventure book has managed to raise, are you ready, $581,000, way beyond an original goal of 20 grand. The book is called To Be or Not To Be. That is the adventure. And it transforms Shakespeare's Hamlet into an interactive cartoon adventure where readers get to choose their own fate. Did Hamlet do that? Actually, he might have. Joining us now is the project's creator, web cartoonist, Ryan North. Ryan, hello.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm fine. So to be or not to be, that is the adventure. What is, first of all, congratulations. My gosh.
Thank you. It's been crazy.
Okay. Yeah, no kidding. So what is it and exactly how does it work?
Sure. It's like those choose your adventure books you might have played as a kid where it speaks in the second person and tells you what's going on and then you make the choices. I can't call it a choose your adventure because that's trademarked, so it's a choosable path book, but it's the same sort of idea. And what makes it kind of cool is that you can play as Hamlet going through the story, and there's little Yorick skulls marked on the choices that Shakespeare made when he was plagiarizing my book to write Hamlet in the first place. But you can also play as Ophelia or as Hamlet's dad, King Hamlet, and if you choose him, you die in the first page and play as a ghost for the rest of the story.
As you should. But you still get to be part of the story, of course.
Yep.
So you go through the action of Hamlet. Look, if I'm a purist and I'm a fan of the play, I am a fan of the play, not necessarily a purist. Can I just go through as I'm used to and, you know, get to the sword fight at the end and have Hamlet keel over along with Laertes and, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. There's little skulls that mark those choices. So in that way, it can almost be like a reading guide that's written in modern English and sort of makes the character's motivations more clear. I find that when you're playing and making the choices yourself, it becomes a bit more obvious about why you're making those choices because you're the person deciding.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's bear with me. I want to play this a little bit. Okay, for instance, on the parapet in scene one, if the guards turned around to light a cigarette and never saw the ghost of Hamlet's father, just never saw him, then what?
Yeah, that's a very short pass.
Is it?
There's one where Hamlet goes to see the ghost and then decides to make out with Ophelia instead of actually looking for the ghost. And then you and Ophelia have a really, you know, satisfying life because King Claudius isn't that bad of a king after all. I mean, he's a pretender to the throne, but he's not bad at being the king.
Right.
And you have a satisfying personal life.
Right. Okay. Polonius is hiding behind the curtain in Gertrude's chamber. Hamlet does go to kill him, but bad shot misses and Polonius escapes.
I've actually got a path where you kill Polonius ahead of schedule, which sort of messes up the timeline a bit. And then you've got five choices to dispose of the body before you get caught.
Oh.
And if you don't dispose the body properly, you're in trouble.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are asked to come and visit Hamlet and find out just what's on his mind. They never make it because their ship sinks before they ever get to the shores of Denmark.
Absolutely. You're attacked by pirates. There's this scene in Hamlet where Hamlet gets back to Denmark and he's like, oh, hey, everyone, I'm back. By the way, pirates captured me, but it's no big deal.
Right.
And it's really weird that you skip over this. I mean, Shakespeare's writing for the stage, and it's hard to stage a pirate attack scene, but I have that entirely in the book. You fight the pirate on the burning deck of the ship, and you can fail, and the boat sinks with you and Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, or you can survive and commandeer the ship and bring it back to Denmark and then have it there supporting your claim to the throne.
Ryan North, you know, Polonius did say to his son Laertes, neither a borrower nor a lender be. For loan oft loses itself in friend. You know, $581,000. Can I be a borrower, man? Did you never dreamed of raising this much?
No, it was nuts. I had that goal of 20K, and when I launched it, we reached that goal in 3.5 hours. And since then, it was just going crazy. It turns out there was a big demand for non-linear narrative choosable path versions of Shakespeare.
Well, you're going to be able to see it online. Ryan North is a web cartoonist. He is the creator of To Be or Not To Be. That is the adventure. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Rich, never gaudy. You hear me? Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Todd.